This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A topic for this Halloween in particular, the psychology of financial panic. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Americans are getting paid a bit more after the long stagnation. Wages and salaries went up 0.9% in the summer quarter. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
Wages accelerated over 3% year to year. That's the best pace we've seen since 2008. Those numbers give extra credence to the Fed, which the market anticipates will raise rates at their December meeting.
So if you're in the bond market, you're going, okay, higher interest rates, and if you're borrowing, if you are an employee, maybe it means a raise. And more of us apparently are employed, according to the payroll number that was out today from the private sector ADP folks.
That's right. And that number was plus 227,000. Now, that is in excess of the expectations, which were only 187,000. But overall, that's a very healthy number, and it means that the economy is doing quite well.
Susan Schmidt keeps a focus on U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Susan, thank you.
Thank you.
Sign up for our daily e-newsletter by October 31st, and you could be in for a Halloween treat. We're giving away 10 Marketplace treat bags filled with some great swag, including the coffee mug that I helped design. I thought it was a great line. They listened to me. Subscribe today at marketplace.org for your chance to win, and good luck.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
80 years ago last night, Orson Welles and his Mercury Theater went on the radio and panicked people coast to coast.
Something wriggling out of the shadow like a gray snake. They look like tentacles to me.
They look like tentacles to me. It was just a radio play, a dramatization of the science fiction story War of the Worlds. But many listeners freaked out, thinking it was either an actual Mars invasion or some other real disaster unfolding. Today, I'd like to think we're more media savvy, and unless it was a Facebook forward, could never be fooled by something like this. But something about the original broadcast got me thinking. Listen to how Orson Welles set the stage.
Near the end of October, business was better. The war scare was over. More men were back at work. Sales were picking up. On this particular evening, October 30th,
consumer spending up, unemployment down. He's almost doing a business report. What if you turned on the radio here in 2018 and they were not talking about civilization getting crushed by Mars invaders, but instead financial markets crushed by Wall Street technology run amok? What if instead of this,
Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity.
Instead, you heard this.
Professor Farrell at the Financial Systemic Risk Bureau, Washington, D.C., reports observing unusual trading volume pushing down bonds in five separate Asian markets overnight, causing a spreading liquidity crisis in European capitals.
a radio drama of a financial crash caused by technology we don't fully understand rolling across time zones headed for Wall Street. Now, it's fiction, but it's somehow scary, right? It triggers a reflex to run for it, especially at this 10-year anniversary of the 2008 financial crisis. What we have here is a teachable moment. Hirsch Sheffrin is a professor of behavioral finance at Santa Clara University in California. He agrees humans sometimes lose their minds in the face of the financial unknown.
So I think that it is an overreaction to particular situations simply because the need to survive has led us to having to react quickly when we perceive threats. So, you know, panics, you know, effectively combine fight or flight reactions with crowd psychology. And those panics are in some sense problematic, but in some sense, if we didn't have them, the alternative could be worse if we sort of sat around when the threat loomed and didn't react quickly enough.
And in a financial crisis, you don't gather your data firsthand, unless you're actually working in financial markets. You're getting it from other sources, and it could be ridiculous stuff you half saw on social media or whispered rumors that the guy in the next cubicle just shared with you. Or in the case of the Orson Welles alien invasion broadcast from 80 years ago last night, you thought that the radio was authoritative, and it turned out that the radio was messing with you.
Yes, we're really vulnerable once we get into these situations. And so we have some fear, and our minds are predisposed to look for evidence that supports whatever thought we have in our mind. And so if we're a little bit fearful when something that's potentially believable that supports that thought tends to get amplified, that emotion tends to get amplified. And then if we're in a social situation, then our feelings of fear get transmitted on to somebody else.
And so when the guy comes on the radio and says, sit tight with your portfolio, don't do anything rash until you calm down, it's sometimes a little hard.
Oh, it's tough. You know, by that time, the adrenaline has kicked in. But, you know, after a while, if our brain tells us, you know what, this isn't short term, this is potentially long term, that's when cortisol kicks in. And when cortisol kicks in, we're dealing with a completely different ballgame. And cortisol is what eventually degrades your ability to think rationally.
Behavioral economist Hirsch Sheffrin is a professor of behavioral finance at Santa Clara University in Northern California. Professor, thank you.
My pleasure.
So goodbye, everybody. And remember, please, for the next day or so, the terrible lesson you learned tonight. That grinning, glowing, globular invader of your living room is an inhabitant of the pumpkin patch. And if your doorbell rings and nobody's there, that was no Martian. It's Halloween.
Orson Welles from October 80 years ago last night. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. This is from APM, American Public Media.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.